back to another episode of Hashtag Rising Artists. I'm your host, Taylor Oren, and on today's episode, we chat with Bailey Baum, an LA-based artist who just released a brand new song called Bad For Me off of her debut album Over It, which comes out later next month. But in the meantime, we chat about music, fashion, and a little bit of TikTok stuff. So stick around. Love to hear what you guys think about it. Until then, bye.
Welcome, welcome.
Hi.
First, I want to get like a little bit of an introduction to you. Can you tell the fans of the magazine who you are and a little bit about yourself?
I'm Bailey Baum. I'm 24 years old from Dallas, Texas, but now I live in LA. I've been releasing music for the past 5 years, and I'm getting ready to release my debut EP.
Ooh.
Yes.
And I know your newest song, Bad For Me, is coming out this Friday. How excited are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I am just like, I've honestly been working on this for a really long time. So it's been since like the beginning of last year that all of this has been like a process that I've been going through and making. So I'm just excited for it to all finally come out. It's been just like a long time of just like a lot of hard work.
Well, that's good. I had the chance to listen to your music and instantly I got like straight up Selena Gomez vibes.
I'm curious. Really?
Yes, that's like, I honestly had to like double check the artist. I'm like, am I listening to Selena? It was crazy like how much of a comparison to it would be something I would honestly hear from Selena, so I'm excited for that kind of like comparison.
Well, I've never heard that before. That's really cool. She's awesome.
Speaking of that terms, who would be your biggest inspiration for that song, Bad For Me?
I wouldn't say that I have like a certain inspiration for Bad For Me. All my music, I'm just like truly and authentically like myself when I'm recording and making things. I kind of don't like go off of like something exact, but I love people like Lana Del Rey and like Kacey Musgraves, and I'm just heavily influenced by the people that I love. But I would just say that this song especially is just mainly directly me.
All right. So you got your EP coming out.
Yeah.
I see that the delay is the 30th.
Yes.
Got any big plans in terms? What was that?
July 30th. Yeah.
Yes. Got any big plans in terms of celebrating for that?
We haven't really figured out like how we're gonna celebrate, but I am releasing my first round of merch with the EP, which not very many people know yet. So, but yeah, I'm like really, really excited. Music and fashion go hand in hand for me. And so, working on the merch has been really, really fun and rewarding too, to see it all just like come to life while also working on the EP and bringing both of these to life together. So I'm really excited to release that. I think that's probably going to be my celebration.
Honestly, cannot wait. I've been like admiring your Instagram feed at the moment because I'm mad jealous. Like the crazy outfits that you have. The tutu. It's not technically the tulle dress. I thought was one of my all-time favorites. I see that.
That was really fun. It was 3 tutus that we stacked on top of each other.
Oh, so they were tutus. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I love that. That was really fun. I still have the tutus in a box somewhere in one of my closets. I don't even know. Maybe the back of my car.
So I saw a little bit of the sneak preview for the Bad For Me music video, at least through your Instagram page. How much fun was it to ride a motorcycle and do the whole video that way?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's more of like a visual lyric video.
Okay.
Less of like a storyline of a music video, but that was really, really fun. The day was fun. I had like a lot of the people I worked with that day were friends, and even the guy driving the motorcycle was a friend of mine, Harry. And I grew up actually dirt biking when I was 6 years old.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, And so that kind of just brought back those old memories that I haven't done in a long time. I mean, obviously a Harley's different than a dirt bike, but
yeah, obviously.
I don't really have like a fear when it comes to that. So I got on and I was like, let's go. Like, it was so much fun. We were like recording like out of the side of my car with the dirt bike.
Oh.
Or not the dirt bike, the motorcycle. So it was like really cool. And we were like playing the music with it all. And it was really, really fun. The day was awesome. I had so much fun. Everyone really, honestly, like we all didn't want to leave at the end of the day.
It looks so much fun. I haven't ridden on a motorcycle nor a dirt bike, so I have no clue on that. But yeah. It looks fun.
Yeah, it was cool. I like put my hands up and like just like letting go on it was really, really cool. Yeah.
I do have a few, but I've been kind of stealing a node from a podcaster. I have a bunch of cards with questions on here.
Okay.
Just some kind of like get to know fun ones. Like, let's see. The first one would be, what's been your happiest memory this past year? So I know we're in like the pandemic.
There's definitely been actually some really good memories that have happened in the year 2020, surprisingly. I met actually my team who I work with now. I was not managed or anything for the past 5 years. I've done everything on my own. But this past year during quarantine, my team reached out to me. And, you know, like quarantine was like such a interesting time for everyone. And we felt just like, I think a lot of people felt really low, like uninspired. And so just like getting that email from my like these people and like getting to know my team. And like I ended up signing with them in August of last year. So I would say that was a really big moment. And like, really fun and memorable for 2020.
Wow. So how did they discover you?
It's actually a really funny story. So my manager Delaney, she was looking for like just like somewhat like new artist, and she told me I just started typing in like just normal names that I knew, like just first names. She was like, I made it through A's and I just didn't find anyone I really loved. And then she was like, I did Bailey. And she was like, I saw Bailey Bomb, so I clicked on it. And she was like, I heard your stuff and I loved it. And then that's when they reached out to me. So just kind of a funny story. She was like, just typing in random names just to see what would pop up.
Gosh, I'd say like, cause my first name is Taylor. So having her going through all that would take forever to get to her, my name. But
and
like,
I was really lucky that I started with a B.
Yes. That's so much fun, though. Let's see. What's the best compliment a stranger has ever given you?
Oh, the best compliment a stranger has ever given me? I don't really know if I have, like, an exact compliment that I remember, but I love when people comment on, like, little things, like, maybe, like, if I'm wearing like, a cool necklace or, like, something about my eyes or my haircut, I feel like is a common compliment. Because it's pretty sharp, but
yeah, I was gonna say, because I can never pull off that kind of a straight cut. And I've tried. I've had that haircut before.
Really? Oh, that's so fun. It's a fun one. I think a lot of people that's probably my most common compliment, but I don't really have like one where I'm like, wow, that really stood out. Or, you know, I mean, there probably was, but can't remember right now.
Ooh, okay. Here's a fun one. So if you were to press shuffle on your playlist, what would be the first song that would pop up?
On shuffle.
You can even go on your phone right now and try it out.
Oh, I'm too scared. honestly, probably either an ASAP Rocky song.
Ooh, all right.
Or like a Lana Del Rey song. I have probably most of their stuff, like the most on in my playlist. But I love, like, a random person I do love is ASAP Rocky. I think I know every single one of his songs, so.
Yeah? Ooh, you know, speaking of Lana, what did you think of her latest album?
I loved it. There's a song toward the end. It's, like, about getting over someone, but obviously my EP is called Over It, and I really connected to that song the most. I can't exactly remember what it's called, but it's, like, something about getting over. I think it's in the title.
Gosh, it's been a hot second since I listened to Lana, so I'll have to pull it up for me.
That album, yeah. I listened to a lot of her first album, Born to Die, because I think that's probably my favorite, but I did love her last one too.
Well, speaking of the Over It album, what is so far your favorite song out of that EP?
Each one of them has like a special place in my heart, but I think as of right now, I have one that's coming out called Not Missing You, and I think I've been listening to that one the most, but each one really has a different feeling and emotion for me. Because it's like probably the most vulnerable I've ever been in my music, and so I'd say each one has a different little moment, but I really like Not Missing You right now.
Well,
listen in July.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm like, I don't think it's, I don't, at least not through my notes wise, that it's not coming out anytime soon, but yeah.
It will be out, and then everyone will be able to hear it, and I'm really excited.
Can't wait for that. I have one more card, I think. Describe your perfect day.
Oh, my perfect day. Getting up, making a matcha. I love matcha. I've been trying to perfect the art of the latte. And probably going to the beach with a friend and or by myself, doesn't matter. And spending time by the ocean or going on a hike. Those are honestly like some of my favorite things to do. And then I like to end the day with probably hanging out with my friends, having a good little dinner together, and maybe a movie.
All right. Okay. That's actually nice.
Yeah.
So, besides, I see you're on Instagram. Are you popping on in and out of TikTok over here?
Oh my god, I'm on TikTok all day, every day.
I know, literally minutes before, I was just on it a second ago.
I'm obsessed with TikTok. I don't sleep because of TikTok, but I've been trying to make more myself. A lot goes into making them, but I do have plans to try to make a couple little singing ones soon, so be on the lookout for that. But honestly, I like to just do like really fun aesthetic like quick vlogs of my day with my TikTok.
Okay.
Where I just do like really fast clips of little things I've done that entire day, so that's been fun.
Gosh. Well, I think we should technically wrap this up. As a matter of, because it's so quick and fast over here on my end, where can my fans find you?
Instagram at the Bailey B, baileybomb.com, and Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you listen to music, really. I'm available in there, and YouTube.
All right, thank you so much for watching our interview. If you want to know more about this artist or many more, be sure to check out the links in the description below, or you can go to #magazine.net for more information. If you like what you hear and like what you see, please come check out our magazine. We have so much going on. We have new tour dates for bands and artists all around the world. We have more interviews on the way. We love to have you come and join the community. All of our social media links are also as well down below. Until then, I'm your host, Taylor Oren, and thank you so much for watching.